Ah, yes. With this
old broken comb. Hang it on the wall. My car keys just found a new home. We've got hints from Eloise.
We've got hints from Eloise. That's right, Mino. It is time for Hints. Hints is a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the internet. I believe today we are ripping and reading from the La Trobe Bulletin News.
Now, this is the centerpiece segment from a former Saturday morning show that I believe the Dallas Observer once gave the award to for best hangover background noise.
I don't know if Hangover was in there, but it was award-winning background noise.
The most underhanded compliment of all time.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with The Orphanage, it's the show that I used to do on Saturdays with Danny Bayless of The Hardline, and we used to show up with nothing, and in order to fill segments, we would sometimes read Hints from Heloise, which I've always been fascinated with since I was a young child reading them in the Dallas Morning News. The fact that people would spend the time to write a letter to Heloise and then she would spend the time to answer them and that the Dallas Morning News would spend the time to print it was always fascinating to me. I don't think I've ever done this with you, Jake, have I?
Never. I'm a virgin of hints.
All right, well, this is exciting. We start out a little broadly and then we get kind of narrowed in on some very helpful COVID hints. So first up, we have Jerry B. from Hammond, Louisiana. He writes, Dear Heloise, I have a problem with cats getting in my insulation under my trailer and tearing it up. They make a lot of noise. Animal control won't help trap them. What can I do? Heloise writes, Jerry, your best bet to keep animals from nesting under your trailer is to put up some type of skirting around your trailer to keep them out. You might want to consult with a handyman as to what type of skirting you should use, but make certain there are no animals under your trailer when the skirting is put in place.
One, that's not going to work. And two, if they die, they die. If you're trying to get into the trailer and you get caught whenever we put the skirting up, then so be it. Tough break.
Yeah, sorry. I think if you put up the skirting, it might be a nice kitten nursery under your trailer.
Right. Yeah, they'll just
you gotta make sure that is it's put up tight.
What do you stand on cats, Davey?
Well, we just got a new one this week.
Really?
Okay, we can be friends now.
Yeah. Dude, so we have
if you're back. A kitten guy.
We have now two cats and two dogs, and so the older cat is now like 3 years old and is out of the cute kitten phase, and so we decided to add one more kitten to the family. Ugh. because the older cat she's obsessed with the dogs, but the dogs don't pay any attention to her, so she needs a friend.
Yeah.
Although it's backfiring so far because she hates the kitten.
Cats don't deserve friends.
What do cats ever do to you?
They don't want friends.
Well, good. Then they can live a life of solitary existence.
I'm on your side here. Let's be friends.
Yeah. And it worries me, too, because, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with this. Well, both you guys. The books where you press a button for a kid book and it makes, like, the animal sound.
Mm-hmm.
She's really into the cat one. And she'll make the sound along with it. Yeah, and she's like, meow, meow, making the sound. And I'm like, God, please don't want a cat.
Well, last night was my daughter's first opportunity to meet the new kitten. You know, she knew that we maybe were getting one, but we kind of sprung it on her. She didn't know that she was going to be meeting a kitten when she came home the other night. And totally cried.
Oh, see, now I'm the jerk.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see?
We could have told you that a long time ago.
Little girls love kitty cats.
Fair. Fair play to you.
More like at the beginning of this segment when you said, why don't cats have, or cats don't deserve friends. That's what
I
started.
Stand by that. Stand by that.
Davey, yeah, is it a Russian blue?
You're going to get your arm. Yeah, they're both, well, they're Russian blue mixes.
I think I jogged my memory and I saw your picture and I thought, oh, because I have a Russian blue. Blueberry is a Russian blue. They're so sweet.
Yeah, they are sweet, and they're pretty hypoallergenic, so that's why we've stuck with that.
Oh, okay. So my neighbor that comes over and always says he's allergic is faking it.
I think so. I think so.
A lot of people in this world say they're allergic to cats when they're really not. That's my theory.
I'm allergic to their attitudes.
Okay, well, at least you're saying you're not saying you're actually allergic to them like a lot of people do.
I'm going to put up some skirting, Davey.
Yeah, you know, make sure that you keep those vermin and those cats out from your crawl space under your trailer. Let's see, Doris in South Dakota writes, "Dear Heloise, I used to have a terrible time getting muffins out of the tin after baking. I found that a shoehorn does the trick without tearing up the muffin."
I don't really know what a shoehorn is.
I hope it's, well, it's, did you ever go in your dad's closet and he had dress shoes and he had
it's what you stick in there.
The little plastic thing in your heel. No. It's the thing that you put in the heel to slide your foot in without bending the heel.
Got it.
So I assume that Doris is using an unused shoehorn on her muffins and not just putting it back in the closet.
She also needs some ham.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That helps.
Yes. Or does she not use the paper cups?
Right.
That's what I was going to say. I thought that was standard.
There's all kinds of options for her.
I know. Well, and Heloise replies, "Here are some new uses for old muffin tins. Use to organize your jewelry.
Okay.
Make candles in them. Nice gifts for friends.
Uh-huh.
Plant seeds in them to start your garden.
Ooh.
Or use in the garage to hold screws, nails, bolts, washers, etc." That's what my parents, that's what my dad used old glass baby food bottles for. There would just be like an ancient bottle of Gerber baby food with a
nuts and bolts.
Bunch of mismatched washers in it.
That's random.
Okay. So, but to be clear here, Heloise was presented with a recommendation regarding how to get muffins out, and she said, "Cool, here's something you can do once you get the muffins out."
Yeah. Once you use the shoehorn to get the muffins out, and you're like, "What do I do with this muffin pan?" Put some jewelry in it.
She's like, "Okay. I got more on muffins. I got so much on muffins. Let's keep going."
Okay.
Let's get into the COVID portion of hints. Heloise writes, "Dear readers, lots of things have changed in our lives because of COVID-19.
Mm.
Are you reluctant to spend money right now? You're not alone. In fact, the United States is in a recession. A recession
what?
Is a decline in economic activity lasting more than a few months."
Okay, extremely unnecessary explanation.
Well, you got to know the audience. "And during this pandemic, with the majority of businesses shuttered for the public safety, there's been a lot less spending on goods and services, and millions of jobs were lost. But Americans are a resilient bunch. We will get through this and come out stronger on the other side."
That's the whole hint?
Yeah, that's the hint.
Okay,
do you feel better? Do you feel better about the future now?
First of all, as far as knowing your audience, most of her audience was alive during like Black Friday. So all she really had to say is it's like the Depression, but not quite. and then second, her whole hint is just resilience. Like there's nothing in there about like a care package, a bailout, anything. It's just we'll get through it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some kind of coded message in there that we're just not getting.
It's like a QAnon.
I know you're about to be evicted, but keep your chin up.
Right.
All right. Edna in Florida writes, "Dear Heloise, I've heard that if I flush the toilet without closing the lid, microscopic particles can spray out and land on a toothbrush, countertop, or myself. Should I be worried?" Heloise writes, "Edna, controlling the spread of germs, bacteria, and viruses is important, especially in our new normal of COVID-19. So close the lid before flushing. It's better to be safe."
No one's doing that.
I don't think I've ever closed the lid before I flushed.
No, definitely not. And it's not like you're sanitizing your toothbrush after every use. Your toothbrush probably has some poo particles on it. It's just...
What? Well, and if you're in a normal like a house or apartment that's been built in the last like 20 years, you usually have the separate poop room.
Right.
Right? Like
yeah,
the,
just like a little sliding door or something.
The doo-doo closet inside the bathroom.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's,
now...
So you have a door between your waist and your toothbrush.
Right. Yeah, that's a silly one.
So Edna wants to know if you should close the toilet, and Heloise just says, yeah, you probably should to be safe.
Yeah,
there's no just, research or anything.
Especially during COVID times, just yeah, close that lid
the
before, before you
new normal of toilet.
Just don't hold the toilet paper
leftover
over,
stew.
Or just don't hold the toothbrush over the toilet.
Yeah, don't
when
wipe
you flush.
It.
Yeah, don't brush your teeth while you're pooping.
Although you know, sometimes
you're so weird.
Louise G writes, "Dear Heloise, now that many of us wear medical gloves for protection against the COVID, I have a suggestion on how to make it easier to slip your hand into the glove. Put 1/2 teaspoon cornstarch in the palm of your hand. Do not use talc. Rub your hands together and spread it between your fingers as well. When you slip on your gloves, you will find they just slide on effortlessly. They come off easily as well."
Okay.
That's a good tip.
I mean, some of those, like, if you get, like, the medical gloves, don't they already have, like, the cornstarch on them?
They definitely have something that lubes it up for you. I have not had an issue with this.
It's like a dry lube. It's not a wet lube. Is that a thing?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know that I would call it lube or not, but, yeah. Didn't talc get recalled? Is that the issue there?
Yeah, because it fried ovaries or something?
I think that's, yeah, that's correct. That's what the CDC... determined that it fried ovaries or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're using talc to stay fresh, that's not the best idea. All right, finally, this will hit home for you.
There.
This will hit home for you, Jake.
Okay,
dear readers, a quick and convenient lunch option may be going the way of the dinosaur because of COVID-19. The salad bar. Sold by weight and created and dished up by you, can be, according to some health officials, a hotbed for the spread of the virus. The virus, experts fear, can live on uncovered foods and on serving implements. Even the sneeze guard cannot protect you from the virus. Spread primarily by almost invisible drops of respiratory fluid from coughing, talking, and sneezing, COVID-19 has changed many things, and supermarket management teams are, for the most part, choosing to suspend salad bar sales for the time being. Will the salad bar make a comeback? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned! Are done.
No more buffets.
No more buffets.
No more buffets.
You know, I'm not a huge... I kind of have to force myself to consume vegetables. Typically in the form of like green smoothie or like mixed in with a bowl or something. I've never in my life consumed anything from a salad bar.
Really?
Wow. Maybe some croutons or something like that. But yeah, I don't.
You get some meat
disgusting.
And cheese in there. That's what I used to do as a kid.
Some,
is just take the fun
some
stuff.
Cubed ham.
And
some
eggs.
Cubed ham. All right, well, I guess we will have to stay tuned.
I guess we'll just have to keep checking the column to see if she has more updates on salad bars.
Yeah, so it's evictions, unemployment, deaths, myocarditis, long-term effects on your health, and the future of the salad bar.
Yes.
That's the upshot of the COVID, as that writer dubbed it. All right, it's 2:50.
That is your hints for the week.